Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn your Shalmi Beitza, Perek Dalet, all the way at the end of explaining Halacha Beiz, and the Azvaz Rosh Sadaf, it's on Lamed Dalet Omer Beiz, right at the top, and the Artskol Tzur Sadaf, it's on Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph, about halfway through at the two dots with the words Machav Shitasid Rabbi Yuda, and today's Daf sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biakam Moshe, Hernish, Amma should have an Aliyah. As the Gemara tells us, Machav Shitasid Rabbi Yuda, we have a steer and she's Rabbi Yuda, the Tanin Taman, we have a Mishnah over there, Mesechas Erevin, Rabbi Yuda, and Rabbi Yuda says, Afilu Ein Ba El Bar Shechu Ma'ara Metatal in Besaycha, even if it only has a Bar Shechu Ma'ara inside of it, you could Metatal in it. Over here, he says this. What's this referring to? So in our mission, we're discussing a karpef and whether or not we're allowed to take wood from inside of it. Is it considered muchan for yomtif? Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be that this karpef is close to the city. Whereas over there, Maseches Erevin, he's talking about a karpef, which again is this enclosed area, and whether or not one is allowed to be metaltel in it. Is he allowed to carry within it? And he says over there that as long as there's just a bar shiach or ma'ara in it, which is some sort of tashmish, some sort of use for a person, so it's considered mukaf ladira, and therefore one's allowed to carry in it. But over there, he does not say anything about it being close to the city. So it seems to be a steer between our mishnah over there. So Rav Mani, he answers, Kebez Dira of La Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda over there is focusing on Bez Dira. In other words, over there, when the whole discussion is tiltal, is one allowed to carry in this area, it has to be considered some sort of Bez Dira, some sort of dwelling area. And therefore, as long as we could find some sort of use over there, which is considered to be some sort of dwelling Bez Dira, then we're allowed to carry there. And it's not relevant whether or not it's close to the city. But over here, when we're talking about taking wood from the karpef to use for yom, the wood has to be considered muchan, has to be considered prepared, and will only have that status if the karpef is close to the city, and therefore there's no stira between here and there. Moving on to Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah tells us, Ein mevakin etzim min hakoros, one is not allowed to cut wood from a beam. These were beams that were set aside for building purposes, so on Yom Tif, one can't break wood from there for his fire, because the beams are muktza, and v'lo min hakoros shenishbar b'Yom Tif, even if the beam broke on Yom Tif, and so it can't be used for building anymore, still one's not allowed to use it because it was muktza. Of Yom Tif, it was still a whole beam, so even though it broke on Yom Tif, one's not allowed to use it for firewood. Another din regarding firewood on Yom Tif, Ein Mevakin, Loi B'Kardom, Loi B'Magav, Loi B'Megera, one is not allowed to cut wood on Yom Tif with an axe, a sickle, or a saw. That's because this is like classic melacha, this is Ode D'Chayil, this is the normal way it's done, Ela B'Kaifetz. Rather, he has to use a meat cleaver, this is definitely not usually used for wood, and that's why on Yom Tif, he would have to use it if he wants to cut his wood. Another discussion, Bayis Shumal HaPeirois, let's say we have a whole room, such as a shed or something like that, which is full of fruit, full of produce, v'sasom, and it's completely closed. And then what happens? V'nifchas. Somehow an opening gets broken into it. Noito v'malkam apchas, a person could take produce from the place where it got broken open, and that's not considered mukta. And we're going to explain in the Gemara why that is. Whereas Rameir says, Av poichas l'chatchila v'noitel, he can even dismantle a little part of it and take from it l'chatchila. Not that he has to wait for it to get ruined and then he could take. Even though it's completely sealed on all sides, he could dismantle it on his own and take from it. And again, the Gemara is going to explain why that is. The Gemara tells us, so we clarify the Mishnah, as we had said in the Mishnah, this is only referring to a kaira that broke on Yom Tif, so it's mukta, because as it came into Yom Tif, it was perfectly whole and fine, and so breaking on Yom Tif doesn't change its status. But if the beam already broke before Yom Tif, so then he's allowed to take wood from it on Yom Tif, because already before Yom Tif, he had in mind that it's not going to be used for building, and therefore he's able to use it for firewood. However, further clarification, that's only b'shein ben toyer kli, if it doesn't have a shein kli on it, which means even when it becomes broken, it can't be usable for building. Avol miyesh alay toyer kli, but if it has a shein kli on it, if it's usable for building, afilu nishbra me'erv yom tif aser. Even if it broke on erv yom tif, it's still aser to use on yom tif, because since it's still usable for building, it's mukta and can't be used for firewood on yom tif. We continue discussing firewood. Tani, we have a braisa, soiches te'enim, ubahen te'enim, fig branches, and on the branches there happen to be figs, and machabdos ubahen tamarim, branches from a palm tree that have dates on them, shechnison la'eichlin, if he had brought them in for food, so eichel mehen b'yamtif, he's allowed to eat from them on yamtif, he's allowed to take the figs or dates off of them, and shechnison la'eitzim, if he had brought them in for wood, ein eichel mehen b'yamtif, he's not allowed to eat from them on yamtif, even though there's fruit on them, since he never intended to eat the fruit, he just intended to use it as firewood, so he's not allowed to eat the fruit, it's mukta. Another discussion about firewood, Rav Amar, he tells us, mesikin b'kelim, vein mesikin b'shiver kelim, one's allowed to use actual kelim as firewood, but not broken pieces of kelim. That's because the kelim themselves are not muktzah, they have a use. Let's say you have a cutting board or a wooden mixing spoon, so already has a din of a kli, you're allowed to use it for something else, so you're allowed to be metaltel it and use it as firewood as well. But a broken piece of a kli, since it's broken and it has no use, so you're not able to be metaltel it to use it as firewood. However, clarification, hadadat amar b'kelim shenishbrum b'yamtif, that's only if it broke on yamtif, you can't use it. Avol b'kelim shenishbrum me'erev yamtif, mutar. But if the kli had broken erev yamtif, so it's permitted to use it as firewood on yamtif, because he already had in mind that that's what he might use it for. However, once again, we clarify b'she'en ain't a entire kli. That's only if it doesn't have the shame of a kli anymore. If it's not called a kli at all, so then you could use it on Yom Tov for firewood. Aval yesh a entire kli, but if it still has a use of a kli, it's still called that. Vafilu shenishbru be Yom Tov mutter. Even if it broke on Yom Tov, it's permitted because, as we just before, mesikin bekalim. If we have something that has a shame kli and it has the use of a kli, so it's allowed to be used as firewood on Yom Tov. It's the same thing. Even if it broke on Yom Tov, if it still has a shame kli on it, it's not mukta. It still retains its original status as a kli, and therefore it could be used as firewood. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss different things related to firewood on Yom Tov. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.